Allah. What's the name of this song that you created?
This song's called Sunshine. Okay. Yeah. No, you're good.
All right. So what did you create this song with?
I created it with an app on my phone, actually, called BandLab. It's where a bunch of people can get together. You can create songs. People can lay down vocals over different types of tracks. But it's just something that it's what I realized I like to produce music with. So that's why I'm trying to go further with it, start actually getting into music production.
Is that the first song that you had produced?
No, I've produced a total of three. So I have Sunshine, Wave, and You.
Yeah, sounds very light, almost like a beach type music.
Yeah.
Where were you inspired by anything?
Just positivity, just good vibes, just something that you can basically do anything with it.
Nice. Jack Johnson, are you a fan of?
I've actually never heard of Jack Johnson.
He's a surfer, and then he later played music.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. And you also you're a forklift operator, right?
Yes, I'm a forklift operator.
What company?
It's a company called Dynic.
Okay.
It's a Japanese company, but they're based all around the world.
And what are they shipping? Like their main export?
Import? Their main export is clothing tags. So yeah. The material that goes into clothing tags and the ink that's put onto it.
Okay. The material and the ink. What kind of ink is that?
It's a thermal transfer ribbon. Okay. So it's basically a film of ink that has to be put through a printer, but the printer has certain heating elements. And so whatever word you're trying to print out, it puts the heat to the ribbon, which applies it to whatever material you're trying to print it through.
Thermal printing?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's how I print my shipping labels over here.
Yeah.
You guys have receiving shipping clerks and all that?
Yep.
That's what I used to do.
Okay.
Yeah. What is the average size of a load that goes out? Does it go on like a big truck?
Yeah, it goes on a 20 to 40 foot container.
Okay. And you're the one loading the truck, or is there other people loading it with
you? There's other people loading the trucks. I unload trucks, but then I also pull material to be loaded onto the trucks. So probably on the average day, I'm moving at one time probably about 3,000-4,000 pounds.
Yeah.
On the forklift.
Well, how long is lunch break?
Only a half hour.
Okay. There, you ever skip lunch?
If I'm super busy, yeah. I try not to though, but there's times where I have
to. Has the boss ever yelled at you and like, listen, it's a law, you gotta take this break? And
for the most part, I don't get caught with it.
Yeah.
Typically also I will take lunch, but I'll just like take a shorter lunch and then take longer breaks. Or
very cool. What kind of instruments are you interested in learning?
I'm interested in learning the piano, actually. I think that'd be really fun opportunity to be able to learn the piano, and it's not much different from the guitar.
Yeah, do you think you're gonna get some lessons for that?
Hopefully.
Nice.
I definitely plan on that.
Do you have a current relationship in Portland?
No.
When did your last relationship end and why?
About 2 months ago, and just we didn't not work out, we just weren't clicking.
Yeah, I can see that. Are you using any apps right now to try to get into another relationship or anything?
I've dabbled in Tinder, but other than that, not really. I'm more focused on myself right now, just improving, growing as a person.
Yeah, probably better off that way.
Yeah.
You think it's possible for men and women to just be friends?
Of course.
You have some female friends?
Of course.
Nice.
I have a couple female friends, and just that's really all they are.
Yeah. There's no sexual tension ever. It's just a friend right there.
Just a friend right there.
Yeah. Nice. Do you ever treat people in a way that you regretted later?
I try not to, but I have. I believe everyone has. No matter how good of a person, how nice of a person, you've always treated at least one person in your life so the way you wouldn't want to be treated.
Yeah. Have you ever broken a bone?
No. I've got a boxing fracture one time, but I've never actually broken any bones.
Boxing fracture? What's that?
It's where it's almost, it's like a sprain. Yeah. But it's more so in your fingers and wrist.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Any other injuries that are worse than that, or that's it?
Not really. Okay. Pretty accident prone for the most part.
Did you have calm parents, or did they ever have tantrums and get into fights?
Pretty calm parents.
Nice.
Growing up.
Yeah, you seem like a pretty mellow guy.
Yeah.
Any sports that you preferred playing when you were younger?
When I was younger, I played basketball and then I did bowling for 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still do it, or?
Not so much anymore. It's not, I don't really see it as a something to do to pass time or have fun.
Yeah.
I was doing tournaments and it kind of pushed bowling out the way. I like to play pool for fun though.
Nice. I think you're probably more of a drinker since they do drug tests at the warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
I used to be a smoker, but...
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. They'll test like randomly whenever.
Yeah.
As far as beer, what do you prefer? Ambers, dark, light?
Lights, I prefer IPAs, but I do also drink just other types of beers as well. Yeah. My favorites are probably like Heineken, Hef. But then when I go to IPAs, I go to a lot of Portland beers, actually. I like a lot of the Portland beers.
Yeah.
Elliptic.
Okay. Do you think that the warehouse industry is in danger with automation coming up, that all those jobs could be taken over by robots?
Of course. I actually used to work at a dental manufacturing company, and they had a robot doing half of the work of the humans already. So I do think it's endangered, but what part is not endangered is the part of creativity. So engineers and anyone that has to have that creative side to them, I don't think that part's endangered, because robots are not really capable of the creativity that humans are.
I think they're starting to write songs and people are starting to not recognize them. So that could fade one day.
It could fade one day.
Yeah. I think that's probably electronic based music, because I don't see how they could play stringed stuff.
Yeah.
Unless like how hard the robot is going to press, you know, like all these little intimate details, playing bass and guitar, like palm muting, like how can they do all that stuff?
Yeah. And that's a question that I have no answer to.
Yeah. Do you have any poetry that available that you could read or anything like that?
Everything's on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But there's some that I've memorized from heart, just from the pleasure it gives me from just being able to express myself.
Which one do you know by heart?
They say history repeats itself. Maybe that's why I'm in this state of mind, trying to have a peaceful mind, trying to find a peace of mind.
Nice. And what inspires you to do the post that you do on Instagram?
What inspires me to do the post that I do on Instagram is it's my life story and just things that I'm going through on a daily basis. And it's my way of just letting it out there.
Yeah.
But it allows me to go back and reflect on how I was a year ago, 2 years ago, and just to see the growth of myself, and it helps other people as well.
Yeah, it's Death by Society 96 is your Instagram, and you last post on April 17th. So yeah. What are you waiting for the next post?
So typically I don't post too often. I try to write at least every day.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that I'll actually post and certain things that I won't.
Yeah. Okay. And this right here in the hood, why did you post that picture?
The reason why I posted that picture is because I had a couple of my friends telling me I need to post a picture of my actual self instead of pictures I took.
Yeah.
But at the same time, posting myself to a page that is about me, but I try not to let make about me at the same time.
Yeah.
I try to do everything in third person. So that's why I did the post of the picture in the hood to kind of hide my face, because I'm not afraid to show my face, but it's more of I kind of live in the shadows on my Instagram.
And fighting temptations?
Fighting temptations, I wrote about just how everyone has temptations about something, whether it's whether you should do this or not, females, anyone that you love.
Yeah.
And it's just about getting over that hump, getting over that temptation.
And then you wrote poetry about love.
Yes.
You want to read that? Well,
love yourself first and foremost, for without self-love, who are you? Love yourself first, for what inspired me to write that is just especially getting fresh out of a relationship. It was kind of hard to find myself again at first, but realizing that I should have never lost myself in the first place. And that's something a lot of people go through when they get out of relationships.
Yeah.
So just trying to figure out how to broadcast that to my audience, but also broadcast that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about loving yourself and not losing yourself in the long run and staying true to who you are.
What do you think are some mistakes you had made that you're not going to make again next time?
Some of the mistakes I did make is just acknowledging when I actually did make a mistake within the relationship and trying to hide it and push it away as if I didn't make that mistake.
She wanted to have a conversation one day and you kind of dismissed it?
Kind of dismissed it.
She wanted to get on with life?
Yeah.
Or what else?
I'm a very serious person when it comes to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and rather than going to the club every week and blowing money, I was trying to save money and plan for a future, going vacations. But she wanted to go out and every single weekend, and that's where we just didn't click.
Yeah. So you felt like you were kind of a passenger in her ride.
Yeah.
And you were forced to do things you didn't really want to do just to make her happy.
Not necessarily that. Okay. Because there is a lot of things that I did on my part as just a man that I shouldn't have done in the first place, such as I was really into gaming at the time too. So I kind of put gaming almost on a pedestal in a way.
Yeah, what were you playing at the time?
I was playing GTA 5. I was the owner of a community on there with over 100 people trying to communicate, trying to get 100 people on at the same time and figure out problems within that.
Was this when heists were first being introduced?
It was when heists were first being introduced. We were actually a DOJ-style community. So it's basically almost like life. So you had certain people as cops, certain people as just regular civilians.
Really? So it was a role play thing?
Yeah.
Nice. Does she game at all?
She gamed a little bit.
Okay. GTA 5 at all?
She mainly did like Rocket League, Minecraft. She was never really into GTA 5.
Still though, multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think more of the younger people growing up are getting into multiplayer games as opposed to single player games?
Yes, especially since there's more of a communication there. You can actually meet new people. I have a lot of friends from all across the country because of video games.
Mm. What about across the world?
I've met a few different people from across the world. A lot of the people I actually gamed with were from the UK.
Nice. Yeah, I play NHL 19, and a lot of my friends are from Canada.
Okay.
Just works out that way.
Yeah.
I play goalie.
Okay. How are you at that?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I've been playing goalie, video game hockey goalie, for like at least 7 years or something.
Okay.
So I got the experience.
Yeah.
Even though they've changed the buttons about halfway through.
Yeah.
Get used to that again.
I have a couple of friends from Pennsylvania, and I do have friends from Canada that I met through Xbox, and that's what they play is they play NHL.
Mm. Being a sports fan, do you ever attempt to play basketball online?
Yes.
And you got your ass kicked.
Yes.
And then you never did it again.
No, of course I always did it again.
I play NHL because that's the only online game that I won't get. That's the only one I'll survive in. Maybe it's because my teammates help me. I didn't really play too much NBA with other people. I'm not sure if you can do that with 2K. Mostly a single player thing when I played NBA 2K.
There's My Park, which is online where you can do like 3v3s, and it's more of a single. NBA is more of a single player game. Same with Madden. Madden's more of a single player. I mean, of course, you can always go head to head with another person, but it's mainly single player.
Yeah, I like playing with the team. It's fun to work as a team, you know? You have to work as a team at your job, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
What are some team efforts that you do there?
Some team efforts I do there is I work in the receiving department, but if the packaging department or shipping department needs help, I will actually work in those other departments as well.
Mm.
And just to make sure that we get what we need done and get it out to the customer as soon as possible.
Okay. Do you ever have to label anything?
Yes, I actually used to work in packaging, labeling everything, and used to do that for 8 hours a day.
How long were you in packing?
I was in packaging for about 5 months.
And then they promoted you?
Yeah.
Because you're doing a great job?
Well, that, and then also it was, you had to fill out an application.
Yeah.
And I had to go through the whole application process through that.
Nice. Good benefits there?
Yeah, good benefits.
Health insurance, all
health insurance, dental. Dental.
Very cool, man. And you drive there or you take the Max?
I drive there.
What kind of car?
I have a 2014 Ford Focus.
Nice. If something goes wrong, you're able to fix it?
Yes. Hopefully.
How'd you learn that?
I learned that through my best friend growing up. He was a car mechanic.
It's a good friend.
Very good friend.
Anytime your car broke, he'd help you out.
Exactly.
That's the best.
That and YouTube. If I didn't know how to do something, he wasn't around, I would just YouTube it.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Did you guys, what did you like to do for fun growing up?
So what I like to do for fun growing up is, so funny story about that is, we used to go to the lake all the time on like pool beds and stuff like that and float in the lake. And one day we were like, let's float out into the middle of the lake outside of the swimming area.
Right.
So we did that. And then a sheriff boat came up to us and was like, do you want me to take your floaties and make you swim back? Or do you just want to swim back now and forget I ever said anything?
Yeah.
Or else I'll give you $1,000 ticket.
Wow.
So we had to swim back as fast as we could.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get a ticket, so that's good.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the time that I got pulled over for speeding 90 miles an hour. And the cop pulled me over, and he was real flustered after coming back from his car and was like, you better not laugh, but I don't have any tickets left, so I'm going to let you go. And it was the greatest day of my life. It was.
I wish I was that lucky with my first ticket.
I don't know if it was my first, but I haven't gotten really a tickets since I was younger. I think that's a problem. They like to pull over like 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Just looking at you, seeing you're young, I think they'll just pull you over sometimes. Yeah. Which sucks. I hate being profiled.
Yeah. Talk about it. I actually was in Hillsboro one time, and I was behind a cop at a left turn signal.
Yeah.
And the signal turned green, and I started to go, and he didn't. So I stopped, and I waited for about 15 seconds before he decided to go. And then when he went to the turn lane and then came back behind me and pulled me over because I was riding too close to him.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like one time I was driving through Iowa, never again. And I was like, because the cops that were driving, because I didn't make eye contact with them, pulled me over. And then they followed me for 40 minutes.
Jeez.
And I drove perfectly. They were just waiting for me to make a mistake. They even admitted that. They're like, you drove perfectly. And it's like, because I was a suspected drug runner. It's ridiculous because there's two guys, me and a brother, like driving home to New York. They think I'm a drug runner.
Yeah.
Why are we driving in the middle of the day? It's like ridiculous. And then we were pulled over the next day in like Missouri or something because they like transferred the information over to them.
Yeah.
And again, nothing happened. Little did they know that they were just bad cops because they could have found something. They didn't.
Yeah.
So they're not even good at the job. They are good at messing with people.
Yeah.
I think cops are necessary, but man, like really get on nerves sometimes. And thing is the body cam, don't oppose it. Just say, okay, fine. Just see whatever I'm doing. You don't.
Yeah.
Why are they opposing a body cam?
Yeah. Or right. Like, there's even the cops that get upset when another, like, when civilians want to record them, they get upset.
Oh, yeah. That.
And it's like, why? If you can record me, but then what if your body cam's not on? What if you're actually hiding your body cam because you don't want to show what's actually happening?
Yeah. If something's going to be going to court, there should be no objection as to that being videotaped.
Yeah.
This is your life. These are very, you know, people get anxiety over cops more than anything. So why can't they video record that? You know?
Yeah, seriously.
Exactly. Ever been out of country?
I've been to Canada, but other than that, no. Hopefully one day.
What did you do in Canada?
I am actually part Canadian. I have a bunch of family up in Canada.
Nice.
Yeah.
What parts of Canada?
Oh, Williams Lake. So it's pretty much in the middle of, can't remember the terrace that's up there, but British Columbia.
You ever go ice fishing?
No.
Would you ever want to?
Yeah. I mean I've been fishing before. I love to fish, actually. Fishing is just so relaxing.
Nice. One of my instrumental songs.
No, you're fine.
So do you ever plan on getting some music on Spotify at some point?
Of course, especially after I actually start getting equipment to be able to produce music.
Nice. Do you ever think about going into different genres or just stick with that, like, kind of happy acoustic vibe?
Actually do go into different nice. Genres. I do electronic.
Nice.
I do hip-hop instrumentals as well.
Nice. What's some of your favorite artists?
Some of my favorite artists are J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z.
You like Kanye West?
I like his older music.
Why do you think a lot of people hate him?
A lot of people hate him. I don't have the direct answer for that because I personally, I don't hate Kanye.
Yeah.
He's just different.
Yeah.
And he's just changed as a person. He's grown into a person that we're not used to.
Yeah. You said your goal is to express yourself while inspiring others.
Yes.
When did you decide that?
I decided that when I actually made my poetry Instagram.
Nice. And have you made any impact on people's lives?
Yeah. I would like to hope so.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have had people DM me on Instagram telling me that my poetry had saved them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's inspiring.
And so that was a crazy day, just being able to hear that.
Yeah.
Hearing that I actually saved someone's life.
I think so. You said you did stuff with content strategy. What are the projects you've done so far helping other people?
So some of the projects I've done so far with helping other people is I've helped some of my musician friends do different things that they didn't think was possible. A lot of my friends are artists. They draw or paint, and yeah. I've helped them add things to their paintings or drawings to make it pop more.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have any pets?
I have a dog and a cat.
Do they fight?
Of course.
Who wins?
The cat. The cat always wins.
I was just going to say it's probably the cat. Does she have claws that are real sharp?
Yeah.
Outdoor, indoor?
Indoor.
Nice. Watching any TV shows right now?
Currently, no. Like, yes and no. I watch a lot of Netflix. Currently, what I'm watching on Netflix is Chicago PD.
You like crime documentaries?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what else are you watching?
Right now, I'm also watching Broad City and I'm Sorry. Those are the two other shows I'm watching right now, but other than that, I haven't really been watching anything on Netflix or Hulu or anything like that.
Yeah, I still need to catch up on the latest season of Broad City, but I watched most of that.
It's okay.
They're on their final series.
Yeah. So.
That one's great.
Yeah, it's really funny too.
Yeah. Do you just drink tap water, or do you prefer, you know, filtered water and reverse osmosis water?
So I don't really have a preference, but in my opinion, Fiji water is the best water out there.
Mm. when I was in New York, they had this water called Nirvana. I'm like, it's really good. It's from New York, but it was like shipped in from upstate New York. But it's hard to find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it was only around like a few years ago. I don't even know if it exists anymore. So good though. It's like, why does water taste different?
Yeah, especially since like there's so many different water brands out there, but each one of them have a distinguished taste.
Yeah, behind like it. I could totally taste the difference between Arrowhead water and another brand of water.
Aquafina.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like the plastic they put it in, but the metal it goes through.
Is yeah.
In. What's the most important object that you own?
The most important object I own. Probably my phone.
Mm.
Can't really live without it, especially in today's society.
Is there like a simple change that you could make in your life that'll have the biggest positive impact?
Just confidence. Just holding yourself at a higher standard than what other people want to see you as or anything like that. Just knowing who you truly are.
Mm. Is there something that people take seriously but they shouldn't? Like, too many people take this one thing seriously, but it's really not that big a deal.
Other people's lives.
Mm.
So many people, like Kanye, so many people are worried about what Kanye or Kim or celebrities are doing, but not really what they're doing themselves.
Yeah. If you were falsely convicted of a crime, how would you adapt to prison life?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
The sheer fact of, you never know how you're going to adapt to it because it's going to be a completely new surrounding.
Yeah.
So it's like, how would you adapt to going to a completely different country and going to a club there where you don't know anybody, the different style of music, different everything.
Mm.
So that's how I view it, is you're never going to be able to really adapt to it right away. You would just have to learn how to go through it.
Mm.
It's just another trial tribulation.
Is there any piece of media that has changed the way you view the world?
Social media in general, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Just like a TV show or a book or a movie?
There's a couple books out there that have changed my view on the world. A book called Quiet by Susan Cain.
Yeah.
It talks about introverts and extroverts, and I never knew I was an introvert until I read that book.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to have an introvert coach on yesterday, but they canceled. But I'm going to have him on next week.
Okay.
So you might want to listen to that episode.
Yeah.
What's the most badass quote from a real person that you know of?
Most badass quote from a real person.
And anyways, for the book that inspired me growing up was The Alchemist.
Check that one out. Yeah.
You read that?
I have not read that, but I've heard wonderful things about that book.
It's great.
Yeah.
It really makes sense. Because it's basically like, don't get too sucked into life and your work and job to not be creative.
Yeah.
Which is a great book. Do you have a dream job?
Content creating. Being able to just be creative and let other people see how I view the world.
Mm. What commercial convinced you not to buy the product that they were pushing?
Charmin Ultra.
Why is that?
Because the one commercial where there's the underwear laying on the ground and they're like, I'm not touching that. And then the little bear runs up and he's like, grabs it. He's like, these are mine, but it's okay because my hiney's clean. Like, that was just not, like, it was catchy, made you think about it. But at the same time, I kind of see that as cliche.
Yeah. I think there was a drug commercial that used, I can't live if living is without you. And I didn't like that. I was like, I don't know why you're using that song.
Yeah.
But that song reminds me of a movie where people were like killing themselves. So I was like, I'm not buying this.
Yeah.
And then they say all the side effects. And whenever they get into the side effects, you're like, no, I'm not worth it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's horrible side effects. And they have to read it for like 2 minutes. And it's probably stuff that only happens 5% of the time, but they have to say it.
Exactly.
What's the most impressive thing you know how to do?
Most impressive thing I know how to do. So, I've never really thought about that.
Mm. I don't think most people do.
Yeah.
But you can drive a forklift, which a lot of people can't really do. So that's a cool skill to have, I'd say. don't know.
I can fit into very small places with forklifts. I guess that can be an impressive skill.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've actually had the president of the company tell me I did a good job because I squeezed through two different pallets with the biggest forklift we have when most people wouldn't have tried it.
And you go at a decent speed through it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I want to tell you about an incident on the job that happened to me once. I was a receiving clerk for a frozen dough factory.
Okay.
And there was a forklift operator that, like, walking through negative 10 freezer one day and guess wasn't paying attention and walked in the path of another forklift and his toe got ran over by a forklift.
Jeez.
Yeah. So at the time he wasn't wearing his steel toe boots. So you'd think that would be much worse, right?
Yeah.
Turns out they said if he was wearing his steel toe boots, it would have cut his toes off, basically. So he was lucky that he wasn't wearing his steel toe boots. Isn't that a crazy situation? Yeah,
that's really crazy.
Yeah. Is there any on-the-job incidents that you've been supervised, not supervised, but you were around for?
So I actually used to work at Beaverton Foods.
Yeah.
And there's a forklift operator that was grabbing a pallet of brown sugar off the top shelf.
Yeah.
And when he backed up, the whole forklift and pallet and everything just tipped over.
Wow. Forklift, pallet, that's like something I watched on YouTube a couple months ago.
Yeah.
The whole factory fell down. And you're like, they showed it like, the rack's falling over like dominoes, no joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that set up? Because they didn't nail any of the things down.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad, I'm sure. How bad was it? Like one thing?
Yeah, it was just one thing. No one got injured, luckily.
Yeah.
But it was just a huge mess to clean up, and it could have been a lot worse than what it was.
Yeah. How high does your warehouse go?
The current warehouse where I work probably goes about maybe 50 feet up in the air.
All right. So like how many rows is that or whatever?
It's three shelves high.
Okay. So you don't ever raise it up more than three high?
Depending on what product it is, I might. Okay. Like if it's just empty pallets and I need to get around an area where the boxes are stacked pretty high, I'll raise my forks all the way up to get around that.
Is there an inventory system at your work?
Yes.
Do you scan in with electronic systems?
Yes, luckily.
Is the inventory ever off?
A couple times. That's something we're actually trying to fix. So that's something that they threw at me.
Now the inventory management guy?
Kind of in a way, but not really. Yeah. I do the inventory, receiving, and back warehouse.
Is it going to be too much eventually? They might have to hire some more people.
So there is another receiver who does mainly the receiving of like all the bigger stuff. I receive pallets and stuff for production.
When you're not receiving, what are you doing?
I'm typically pulling orders to ship out to the customers.
Okay. What kind of companies are you shipping out to?
We ship out to a bunch of different companies, especially a lot of companies overseas.
So you got to fill out customs paperwork?
Yeah.
How tedious is that?
Oh, I don't. My supervisor does all that.
So they pile a lot of their job is that then, since so much paperwork involved.
Yeah.
It sucks. You guys use FedEx, UPS, USPS?
Well, FedEx, UPS.
DHL.
DHL, everything. Yellow, pretty much anything and everything.
Do you guys use your own freight?
No.
Okay. You don't have your own drivers?
No.
So everything you do is, what is that?
Pretty much outsourced, I guess.
Outsourced?
Yeah.
Drop shipped. Yeah.
We do a couple air shipments.
Okay. Who ships it by air?
I'm assuming FedEx, hopefully. I don't know the details on that.
Has FedEx ever not delivered a package?
Yes.
What happened?
They didn't bring their paychecks one day. Yeah, so they didn't bring our paychecks, and our paychecks came in 2 days late.
Wow. That must have sucked.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't even doing direct deposit?
Most people are.
Yeah.
I don't, just because I'm so used to not doing it.
Yeah. Do you agree with that system where they keep your first paycheck? Do you like that system?
I don't like that system.
It's the worst, right?
It's the worst.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
It's like they're like, okay, in case something happens, we're going to keep this check, but we don't get any insurance system in case you fire our asses.
Yeah, luckily my job actually didn't do that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a security for rent. What am I living here for a month?
Yeah.
Security deposits I don't like, but I guess I could see why they do that.
Yeah.
Are you in an apartment right now?
I'm in a house.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. You have roommates then?
I still live with my parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plan on moving out?
Yeah.
Nice. Very saving soon. Up money. That's a good way to save money.
Exactly. Trying to save money. That way I can be able to do that.
Do you not have student loans to pay off?
No.
That's awesome. I'm jealous. But I paid off mine, but I wish I had the money that I used to pay them off with.
Yeah.
Sucks. Then I don't have that.
I had a lot of friends that went through college, got degrees, and then as soon as they got their degree, they went into a field that wasn't even what they want to get a degree for.
Mm.
So I didn't want to be one of those people.
Yeah.
I actually kind of wanted to sit on it and figure out what I actually want to do with my life for sure before I went out there, got this degree in business or whatever, and been like, oh, I don't want to do business. I want to be a lawyer.
Yeah, I think with the internet, college is less needed.
Yeah.
I think there'll be less colleges 20 years from now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
As long as there's some sort of an education pushed behind people, because I do think education is important, but necessarily college, I don't think is very, especially like universities.
Mm. What do you think is the purpose of human life?
The purpose of human life, what's the purpose of creation?
Yeah.
So there's just certain things that we'll never know the answers to as humans.
Yeah, what's the purpose of chaos?
Yeah.
It's like, do you feel that happiness can only exist alongside sadness?
Any emotion can only live alongside another. Because
life must live alongside death.
Yeah.
Or else why are you living?
Yin and yang. In every single little bit of darkness, you have the light. But within every single light, you have the darkness.
Yeah. Do you think ever taking a life is justified?
It's justified if they're trying to take yours.
Yeah, self-defense.
Self-defense. But yeah. And it depends. Like, if someone slaps you, you're not going to just shoot them dead.
Right.
But if they pull a gun on you and they're about to kill you, I see it justified.
Yeah. Have you ever been in Texas?
No.
Would you go?
Oh, what?
Would you ever go?
To Texas?
Yeah.
Actually I have been when I was younger.
What was your experience?
Roaches everywhere. I was 6 years old last time I was there, and I actually left as the tornado sirens were going off.
Why were you there?
Yeah.
Why were you there?
Family reunion.
Do you remember this tornado?
No.
Luckily. Good thing.
Yeah.
You have nightmares about tornadoes?
No.
Do you ever have nightmares?
Of course. I think every person does.
Last one you had?
It's hard to remember.
Yeah. Do you have any good dreams that you remember? What's the most significant dream you can remember having?
I wouldn't necessarily call this a dream or a nightmare, but I remember I had a dream about being in a bank while I was being robbed.
Yeah.
And then getting shot.
Damn.
And I woke up rolling across my floor.
Did you die in the dream?
I died in the dream.
Like the percentage of that happens usually is not like, did you see yourself in third person after you died? Or
as soon as I felt the bullet go in me, I woke up.
And when
So I didn't necessarily die, but it was one of those things where like you knew
you felt were going it. To. Yeah, that happened to me once or a couple of times when I was younger. Mm-hmm. How old were you at the time?
I was, I believe, 11.
Okay, yeah. Do you feel like the more intense dreams are kind of when you're younger, and like when you get older you start to forget them more, or they don't mean as much, or you don't take them as seriously maybe because your life is more serious?
I feel like it's just because when you're younger though too, your brain is so much more open to receiving different thoughts rather than when you're older.
Yeah.
When you're older you kind of have this idea of how life is supposed to be. You kind of have this feeling of this isn't real, this is real. But as a kid you don't have that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you ever watch Quantum Leap?
No.
Al, the hologram, could only be seen by younger kids and insane people.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I always thought that was such a cool thing to write into a TV show, like a little thing. You're like, so why, you know, the time traveler, Sam Beckett, he's the only one that could see this guy, Al, the hologram.
Yeah.
But occasionally, every once in a while, they'd show like a little kid that could see Al or a crazy person. It was like the coolest little twist in the show. Like, and then whoever he was helping out, like he went different times to help people right wrongs and stuff.
Interesting.
They would see like their little kid talking to no one. They're like, what is this? Are you talking to a ghost or something?
Yeah.
This is a sweet TV show. They should reboot that, but only with, you know, the original cast member would I be interested in that show.
Yeah.
They're rebooting Buffy, and I'm like, maybe if Joss Whedon's involved, but still, it's like,
yeah,
not the same. I actually hate when different actors go to different shows and they've been on a show for like 10 years.
So long, yeah.
They're typecast to me. Maybe they're not, but like, seriously, like certain people, it's like I watch them on other shows, and I'm like, no, they're that character, and that's who I'm gonna always see them as.
Or when they try to remake shows with different actors.
Yeah.
It kind of just ruins it because you're so used to the original person.
Movies too, man.
Movies too.
Yeah. It never really works out. The remake is never really better.
Yeah.
Ever. Like Death Race did that? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
That movie's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see the original?
I didn't see the original.
The original is even crazier.
Really?
And it's crazy because it was made in the 70s. But it's like the original, they hit the people. And they get points for killing civilians. So isn't that even crazier?
That, yeah. That's a lot crazier.
It is way crazier. What do you think are the most important factors in maintaining a well-functioning society?
The important factors of maintaining a well-functioning society are just having everyone not necessarily... So that's a hard question.
Yeah.
I think there's certain people out there that get the idea that it just really realistically society just needs to be love, love, positivity, and self. I can't remember what logic says. It's anyway, just positivity and self love and just loving others, not being negative towards other people. Just because this person wants to do this with their life doesn't mean you have to look down on them or treat them a different way.
Hmm. Should the government be involved in making laws to regulate moral behavior?
Well, haven't they tried that in the past? And how did that work out?
You mean like alcohol prohibition? Like what do you mean?
Like hate laws. They've hate created laws. A lot of hate laws, anti-hate laws.
Yeah.
So especially with minorities and different sexual orientations, but that never really worked out.
They tried to ban. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. In the 80s, they had that whole, what is it called again? It's like, forget. It's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, as far as moral stuff, do you think the government should say kids can't use the phones? Or do you think parents should be the ones that say, okay, you have to tell your kid not to use the phone. You got to put parental controls on.
I think that would help, but at the same time, it wouldn't, because look at the 70s and 80s when the government and parents were trying to tell their kids to what to do, how to do it, when to do it. But that just created that allowed them to rebel against the government, against their parents, rebel against the man.
Yeah. And I guess that led into a whole society where kids went out at late at night and they never checked in.
Yeah.
Do you know how society has changed with as far as kids staying out all day? Like I used to go out to my friends and not come back for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's not going on now, right?
I would say it is.
Really? And I guess the safest neighborhoods possible, maybe. But
of a social media thing, since social media has been introduced to the society. That doesn't happen very often because we can be connected halfway across the world just through a phone, through a computer.
So the kid can be with their phone and check in and be out, check in every hour if they wanted.
Well, just even be out with their friends through their phones. They each can be doing their own things, but be on their phones.
Kind I mean, if like there was GPS tracking, they'd be more comfortable, I guess.
And parents, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the thing is the moms are working now. So I think that they're less just wandering around the neighborhood because other moms are now working. They're not be able to look after each other's kids, you know?
Yeah.
Did you go out all day when you were a little kid?
To an extent. It wasn't more so until I was in my teens that that started happening.
Yeah. Where would you hang out when you were a teenager? At your house? At your friends' houses?
Mainly parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever start a fire in a park?
No.
I did once, and the cops came up, and we had to go to court and stuff. But then they threw it out of court. Yeah.
Like, I'd play soccer and stuff or football and
yeah,
end up playing tackle football. I actually got the cops called on me one time for that because really? I tackled a kid.
What?
And his dad saw. And so he called the cops and said I was assaulting his son.
The dad was at the park watching?
Like, no, his dad was looking for him and then okay. came to the park.
The crazy dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy dad.
Yeah, I know those a lot.
Yeah, so that was an interesting time in my life.
Yeah, for sure. One time my brother tackled the kid and he broke his ankle. And I was like, you didn't get the cops calling him then. You even carried him home.
Jeez.
Yeah. I used to play tackle too. Probably didn't do favors for my body today.
Yeah.
Try to be all manly. It doesn't help you out. Little kids listening right now.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. To even play tackle football, I'd say. It's fun when you're little, but it's like it's now 20 years later and, you know, I don't remember any of those football games.
Exactly. Or even look at the NFL players that are having to retire at decently early age just because of all the injuries that they've suffered.
Yeah, concussions in hockey and football are the worst.
Yeah. Even soccer, too.
Yeah. Islanders lost today. It sucked.
Yeah.
New York Islanders, man. Now down 0-2 to the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, and Portland has to go against the Denver Nuggets now, and so that's going to be an interesting series.
Okay, how good are Denver Nuggets?
I've never really paid too much attention to Denver.
Nuggets, yeah, they're kind of under the radar a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how good they are now. Too. Yeah, Portland. Portland's they're getting better, I guess.
Always under the radar, but...
Yeah, and it's like the Knicks are not, but they suck.
Yeah, exactly.
But they might get two key players. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player in Portland Trailblazers right now?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, most people.
Yeah, most people. He's actually a really humble dude, too.
What do you like that he does?
I actually found out about him, or really, he became my favorite Portland Trailblazer back in 2014 when he created the 4-Bar Friday. Mm. So it's a thing on Instagram where rappers from all across the country, all across the world, go on there and they just spit 4 bars.
Nice.
And he gives them a spotlight, gives them a pedestal.
That's so cool. I love influencers that do that for people.
Yeah.
It's like they use their page as a slingshot.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I've actually found a lot of different artists that I like through that. So that was a very...
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Discovering new artists is the best, man. You listen to any podcasts?
I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts. I watch a lot of YouTube, so it's not much different.
Yeah, true that. I have my channels on YouTube, and it seems like the numbers, as far as views, are really good on YouTube.
Good.
And people know how to get to YouTube more than podcast. But there's this new podcast app I've been using called Podcoin, which you should check out because they basically pay you to listen to podcasts.
Okay. So
after a while, you get like a $2 Starbucks card. It'd probably take you weeks and months, but it's cool to be getting something, anything, you know?
Yeah.
And so what's cool now is that my podcast is now in their featured spotlight.
Okay.
Because like if you claim your podcast, they will put you in the featured spotlight. And now I'm getting more listeners than ever. It's really cool to see all the people. You could kind of click on their podcast, their profile, and see exactly who's listening to your podcast, what other podcasts they're listening to, how many of your podcasts they listen to, how long they've listened to it. It's really cool to see like detailed stats like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, congratulations on more viewers.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
It's such a great feeling to get feedback of any kind, even if just someone's listening, you know.
Yeah,
it's great. Love that. As a musician, I've always, you know, liked, enjoyed feedback.
Exactly,
for sure.
I definitely understand, because as a poet and as just someone that likes to write music and all of that, it's definitely relatable.
Definitely. Did you ever write when you were younger and like creative writing and stuff?
No, so I didn't start writing until I was about a junior in high school.
Okay.
That's when I started writing.
Junior in high school.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you like going to parties in high school growing up?
Not really. I didn't really start partying until I turned about 19.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started to kind of go out and party and stuff like that. Other than that, I was always just, I like to just hang out with certain friends, small groups of friends. I was never really the huge crowd person growing up.
Is there any crazy party stories that you know of? That you've experienced?
I've experienced Project X in real life.
What was that?
So basically, I went to a party with over 500 people.
Hmm.
Now, in a single two-story house.
500 in that one house?
Yeah.
Is it like just packed like sardines?
Packed like sardines. You have people outside.
Rubbing against people the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like a New York City bar. Like a music show.
It's like
show.
The subway system in New York City.
Yeah.
You're always bumping shoulders.
You've been there?
To New York?
Yeah.
No. I would love to go someday, but...
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
How far east have you been?
Just Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as staying active, what is your most preferred active activity right now?
Probably just playing basketball with friends.
Yeah, you still playing?
Yeah. Nice. I still like to play occasionally.
Yeah.
Especially when the weather's nice.
Where do you like to play?
THPRD or the 2K courts, which are in Hillsboro.
Nice. Yeah, I have a basketball, and there's a court up downtown, but I never play. It'd be cool to play again, though. Do you ever go to Salvia Island?
I've been there twice. I don't like, it's something that I'm not that interested in.
Yeah. What's your favorite food places in not necessarily Portland, just like Oregon? What do you like to eat around?
I like to eat a lot of soul food, a lot of Southern food. Mm. So I like Rio's ribs.
Nice. That sounds good.
Yeah. There's a couple restaurants and bars I like to go to in Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Especially like the Tansborn area.
You ever get bagels?
No.
Because they're not good.
Yeah.
I make bagels and pizza. Is there any good pizza places you've found? It's like Portland, you're right, but
yeah.
Let's try it.
So, like, there's not... Pizza to me is just one of those things where I like all pizza. I don't really... There's certain places I won't eat it from, like Little Caesars, but, like, I'm fine with Domino's. I like pizza smizza.
Yeah. What's your go-to dish that you like to cook at home?
Go-to dish I like to cook at home would probably be pork roast with some asparagus and roasted red potatoes with rosemary.
That sounds advanced. You have a rosemary bush?
No.
Nice. Yeah, I have one on the roof of my apartment building. It's really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Vegetables, your favorite?
Probably zucchini.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Zucchini's got such a interesting flavor.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot of people's favorite vegetables. I think broccoli or cucumber is the safe one.
I like broccoli as well, but cucumbers I don't really enjoy.
Why do you think zucchini is your favorite?
It's just something I grew up on. Always had zucchini plants in the vegetable garden growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You a spice guy?
To an extent. Mm. So there's certain levels of spice I like to go to. So, like, I've had a Carolina Reaper before, and that was way too much.
Yeah. Yes. What's the hottest pepper? It's like Trinidad something?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. And Carolina Reaper's, like, the third hottest pepper.
Hmm. Any sushi places you like?
So, I like sushi, but I like to go to sushi places with friends, and I don't really have that many friends that like sushi.
I love sushi. We're going.
Yeah. Let's go sometime.
Absolutely. Sushi's the best, and I want to make my own sushi one day, but after that Simpsons episode where they cut it wrong and you get poisoned, you can't.
Yeah.
I guess it's not as crazy as in the cartoon, but still, like, you make a mistake and you die. Like,
yeah.
I'm good. Maybe certain fishes. I think the toxic blowfish is something like that's the one you got to watch out for.
Yeah, seriously.
Wasabi, though, man. It's like my favorite spice.
Okay.
You ever into wasabs?
Of course. Working at Beaverton Foods, I was actually making wasabi and stuff like that.
Nice.
And it's really interesting, though, that most wasabi that you consume is only like not even 1% of real wasabi.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's way harder than it's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasabi is actually a really rare plant that only grows in one specific area in Japan.
That's so cool. Where? The Wasabi place? Is it the city of Wasabi?
I can't remember the name of it, but it's actually also endangered. Like, there's not very many plants of it because it can only grow in this one specific area.
Wow. That's like the saffron. It's like,
yeah,
the reason it's so expensive is because you have to pluck out like these three things, the crocus or whatever, painstakingly. And it's like a gram of it takes like so many flowers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's like wasabi just for, I think it's either a gram or an ounce of wasabi is like $300.
Wow. That's like, who would need that much?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I can have tons of wasabi and I don't get as irritated as when I have red pepper. I don't know why. It's really weird. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
I'm going to say red because you're wearing it.
I'm only wearing it because of Portland.
My shirt's the bomb. is your favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage would have to probably be root beer.
Root beer?
And I do have a favorite root beer, actually. Henry Weinhardt's root beer.
Nice.
It's probably my favorite root beer out there.
Have you ever had like root beer on tap?
No.
That would be cool, right?
That would be really cool.
I visited like Hoyt Farm when I was a little kid. And growing up on Long Island, New York. And I remember they gave us some root beer. And it doesn't taste like root beer, of course.
Yeah.
But and they gave us some like hard candies. Penny candy, it was called.
So I've actually had licorice root, which is an ingredient in root beer. Nice. And that was interesting. Especially licorice root tea.
Yeah. I have a company called Westseed Farm, and I sell a lot of the times sassafras root bark powder, which basically smells like root beer.
Oh, okay.
Because sassafras is poisonous, but you can use it to make root beer with it.
Interesting.
I think it's where the original root beer came from.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But you're into herbs and like supplements and stuff like that?
What do you mean by herbs and supplements?
Do you take a multivitamin? Do you take, I don't know, anything that's like additional?
Okay, so I always try to get vitamin C, love orange juice and just eating fresh fruits. Try to get out in the sun as much as possible just to get vitamin D.
Yeah.
But actually taking supplements, I don't really take anything other than melatonin, depending on how crazy of a week I've had.
Yeah. Not vitamin C?
I don't take it by a pill or anything.
Yeah.
I just try to get it naturally.
Yeah, I hear you. Liposomal vitamin C, though.
Yeah.
That's where it's at, I heard. I take that, and it's supposed to improve your immune system.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know. I buy supplements a lot, but it ends up I don't take them like on a regular basis.
A lot of people do that, and I used to do that. Yeah. And that's why I didn't release. That's kind of why I stopped buying them, is because I used to buy them, but would take them every day for like 2 weeks and then forget one day.
Yeah, it's so
one
easy.
Day turns into 2 days. And
just if there's a pill you're supposed to take breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's like, it's too much.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snack between breakfast and lunch, and lunch and dinner.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to close out the show. I want to thank you for coming in.
I want to thank you for having me here.
Absolutely, man. And I just want to say that I have a YouTube channel. It's called People of Portland and Beyond. And if you subscribe, I'm going to send you a free meal from MealPal.
Okay.
And you can get lunch pretty much anywhere. Not anywhere, but based on your GPS and your phone. And you reserve a time slot.
Okay.
So they have the meal just ready for you to pick up. They'll scan your QR code and bam, you've got lunch instantly.
Oh, wow.
You got to schedule in advance, a half hour, a couple hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool for trying new places around town.
Okay.
And then maybe you'll keep going with MealPal. But either way, I'll send you that if you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Any listeners, which I haven't had take me up on that offer yet. But if you do, I will send you a free meal from MealPal. And thank you for coming in, man.